or created yourself some very, very high quality instructional video, how much more money could you make than just selling that fabric? This is why Power of 10 product sourcing is so, so very important. So the homework that I'd like to give to everyone on tonight's class is, for every product that you're currently selling right now, or for every niche that you are thinking about selling in, sit down and make a list of 10 related products, 10 related product lines, and 10 related categories. Once you do this, you will see the power of building a product line using the Power of 10 product sourcing. Now, we've got our two steps. We've got Power of 10 product sourcing, and we've got cross-category product sourcing. The other way you build a product line is by product level. And what is that? Standard versus deluxe. For any of you who have ever bought a brand new car, you know that when you go to the car dealership and you want the standard model, the first thing that the salesperson says is, gosh, you know what? If you get our deluxe model, you get leather seats, you get the nice CD player, and you get the sunroof. And you're sitting there thinking, wow, well, if I'm going to spend the money, I may as well get what I want. So what do? You upgrade to the next model. Your eBay store, your product line needs to have product levels. If you have a customer who comes to your eBay store and you specialize in the sewing niche and you sell sewing machines, you want to carry your basic entry-level sewing machine. But you also want to carry your mid-level sewing machine for the more experienced seamstress. You also then want to carry the deluxe sewing machine for the person who's an experienced seamstress, and for the person who wants to really go for the high-end product. Product levels is how you build a diverse and dynamic product line. Same thing with camping. You've got your really inexpensive tents. You've got your high-end, high-tech fabric tents, high-tech fabric. And then you've got your mid-range tents that are not the cheapest. They're not the most expensive, but they're for people who want a little bit more. So for every product that you're looking at, look at different versions, because if you're not offering different editions of the same product, you're leaving money on the table. You've got to give your customers options. Now, product variation is another way that you build a product line. So what's the variation of products? Let's use sewing machines again. Instead of carrying one brand of sewing machine that has two or three different levels, maybe you're going to carry two or three different brands of sewing machines that have three different levels, standard, medium, and deluxe. So instead of having three products, three sewing machines, now you've expanded that to 9 sewing machines. Variations of products are very important, because if you have your customer base coming to your eBay store, they've got to have some choices. They've got to have choices that they didn't even know they wanted, and they've got to have choices that they know they want. So if they come to your store looking for a particular product and they find you through a keyword search and they start looking through your categories and they start seeing variations on the product that they're looking for, you're educating them. You're offering them a service. You're telling them about cool products that they probably didn't even know existed. They're going to buy them from you. The final thing that you need to look at when building a product line is added value. What do you offer in your product line that your competitors don't? This is really important. A lot of times people ask me, how do I set myself apart from the rest of the eBay sellers? Added value. Okay, so the other day, I was at the bookstore and I saw a huge stack of cookbooks that was published by KitchenAid. Now, KitchenAid products, you know, great product, great product line, very diverse product line, but what would set you apart if you sell KitchenAid products? Well, maybe you bundle a KitchenAid mixer with a cookbook that tells how to bake all these delicious foods and mix them using your KitchenAid mixer. What can you do to add value? Do you have knowledge about camping that you can add value to your product? Could you create a book, an ebook, that talks about the products that you're selling? Could you add, as we talked about, instructional videos? What about specialized things that you can add in, for example, if you are selling in the gardening niche, what could you use as added value? Maybe you could add packages of rare seeds in. Maybe you could add information in on how to grow unique plants. Maybe you could put together some type of kit, a gardening kit. Start your water garden with our brand new spring water gardening kit. This is called added value. This is very important to add into your product line, because customers are going to come to your eBay store and they're going to be looking for the in-demand product. And then they're going to see that you offer things that other sellers don't offer. And this is going to intrigue them and entice them to buy from you, first of all, because they see you offer things that other sellers don't offer. And it's also going to make their final sales ticket price higher, as we talked about. They buy one thing, they see the next thing, and then they buy that. So, added value, product variation, product level, power of 10 product sourcing, and cross-category product sourcing. That is how you build a dynamic product line. One tip I want to give you, and this is something that you can easily do with every eBay sale you make, when you send out your post-sale emails, you know, your shipping emails, your product has shipped, this is your tracking number, put a little blurb in your email saying, we hope you like our products and services. We would love to hear how we can better serve you. Are there any other products or services that you would like to see us carry in our eBay store? Please feel free to drop us a note, because we're always looking to stock the products that our customers want to buy. This is free market research. Your customers will write back to you and say, well, you know, actually, I was looking for this expensive seat for my toddler, and I haven't been able to find it. Or, I was looking for the cashmere sweater that you offer in red, but I really wanted it in pink for my darling granddaughter. Could you start carrying that? Your customers, once you establish a customer base, they will be the ones to tell you. Have you ever gone to a store where they have those sheets of paper by the register and you can fill in, is there a product that you're looking for? That is so powerful. Retail stores use that all the time to build their product line. All they do is ask their customers. Now we're getting ready to wrap up here. Let's move on quickly to number 6. And let's talk about how to determine which products to add to your product line. So, first of all, I want to say that there's a lot of information in tonight's class, and when you're using these strategies, you don't need to try and do them all at once, because really, building your product line is like using building blocks. It's a step-by-step process. Adding one product into your product line and doing some research is going to lead you to another product, is going to lead you to another product. So it's really a process. One idea that comes into your head and one piece of research that you do is a piece of a puzzle. Then you're going to get more information, and that's going to put another piece of the puzzle in place. Then you're going to get more information, and that will put another piece of the puzzle in place. So if you think of it as a building block scenario, if you think of it as a puzzle, what you want to do is you first want to look at what are the best-selling products that I already have. Or, if you're starting from scratch and building a product line, you're going to want to look at what are the most popular products that I've read about. So, let's use a camping example. Maybe there's a particular tent that you've read about that is just really popular. You're going to start with that, and then you're going to build on that. So maybe the next thing you do is you add a tent, you add a variation of that tent. Now you've got two products that are selling well within the same product line. Now you're ready to branch out a little bit and say, well, okay, I've got some tents that are doing well. What's my next step? You know what? I'm going to try camping stoves. Now you're crossing over to a different kind of product. So you add camping stove in. Now, after you've added that in and that's doing well, maybe you're going to add something that's a little bit trendy. You're going to add the camping pantry oven. You're going to see how that does. Now, what I want to caution you with building a product line is I want to caution you not to overinvest in your inventory. What that means is that when you call your wholesalers and you order inventory, even if initially you have to pay a little bit higher price, what you want to do is place a smaller initial order up front, list that in your eBay store, and see how it does. Because if you place a smaller order, even though your profit margin might not be as high as it would be if you place a bulk order, what you're doing is called test marketing. You're putting your product out there, you're finding out how your customers respond to it, you're making a small investment, and then you reorder larger quantities of the product that sells successfully. Please do not go and place a huge order for 5,000 units of an untested product. Now, you know, the big retail stores do this all the time. They will literally order one or two products and see how they sell. And if they do well, they reorder them. If they don't do well, they might test a different version. If that version doesn't do well, they might test another version. And if that doesn't do well, they scrap that product idea. So when you are building your product line, start conservatively and place small orders. Now, track your results. This is another important thing. If you order camping stoves, if you order water purification systems, you need to know how they sold. You need to know what your profit margin was, and you need to know how well they sold in order to determine if you're going to place a reorder or if you need to add another variation. Maybe your customer likes the high-end product better than the low-end product. That is going to tell you, okay, I need to order more high-end products. Maybe you find that you sell one high-end product every couple months, but you are blowing the mid-range product right out the door. If you test and you track, you will know exactly how to make a business decision to build your product line. Your goal should be to increase your product line slowly but steadily. Don't bring in 23 new products at once. Bring in one or two at a time. Otherwise, you are going to overwhelm yourself, and I guarantee you will not be testing and tracking the way you should be unless you have a staff who can do that with you. Add your products as building blocks, and meanwhile, do not ever take your eyes off the trends. When you start your research, that is your starting point, that you're always going to do research. Every store does research. Those buyers at Nordstrom who bring in that merchandise that makes Nordstrom a multi-billion dollar company, those buyers are doing exactly what we talked about here tonight. They are researching. They've got their ear to the ground. They're reading things. They're looking at news stories. They're reading magazines. They're learning about trends. They're spotting trends. They're always looking. That's what you guys need to do. Always need to be looking. Now, we're going to wrap up real quick here with just a few final thoughts, and then we'll take questions for tonight's class. I cannot underestimate that you need to put thought into your product line. It is not the random compilation of products. You need to put thought into it, and that's what the entire class was about tonight, was how to think through this product line process. A good product line is not built by accident. You may stumble on one product that sells really well, but if you want to expand that into a product line, you've got to put thought and you've got to use this process. You have to understand your customer. You must know who you're selling to before you can decide what to sell them. And you've got to continue to research your niche, because if you do your research up front, it will directly translate to profits in the future. The more time you put into it up front, the better off you're going to be in the future. Now, when you're into this, building a product line a year from now, 18 months from now, you're going to have a lot of experience under your belt. You're going to be plugged in to the website, to the consumer magazines, to the trade shows, to the trade publications. Once you settle on a niche and start picking your